The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is from blackenterprise.com and is titled 11-year-old Black Entrepreneurs STEM Toy Line in Whole Foods Market Stores. Team Genius Squad is a toy brand created by 11-year-old entrepreneur and author Ava N. Simmons, specializes in creating American-made toys centered on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The company is excited to announce the upcoming launch of its Alternative Energy Experiment Kit series in Whole Foods Market stores, offering engaging STEM learning opportunities for young minds. As a brand with a community and education-focused mission, Team Genius Squad uses its profits to fund STEM activities for children in the community and the academic learning journey of its 11-year-old creator, Ava N. Simmons, who is diagnosed with dyslexia in 2021. Through this collaboration, the brand hopes to reach and impact more families across the nation, inspiring children to explore the fun of STEM while emphasizing its positive impact on math, literacy, and critical thinking. Ava N. Simmons, also globally known as Ava the STEM Princess and Ava the STEM Ambassador, embraces her learning differences and views it as the unique superpower that makes her a certified genius. As the author of 3 books, the developer of STEM toys, and a community STEM ambassador, she is definitely a youth entrepreneurial genius in her own right. To be able to visit one of my favorite retail stores and see STEM toys I developed on the shelf is a dream come true. We are excited to work with Whole Foods Market and make our STEM toys accessible to more families across the country, said Ava N. Simmons, the creator of Team Genius Squad. I used STEM to help me build my confidence and to overcome my learning challenges. I want to share my story and encourage other children to believe in themselves, focus on their strengths that make them unique, and remember never to let their challenges define their success or future. Whole Foods Market is thrilled to join forces with Ava and Team Genius Squad, bringing their innovative STEM toy line to our stores, said Casey Gaston, executive leader of local and emerging brands for Whole Foods Market. We share Ava's commitment to offering enriching products that inspire learning, curiosity, and exploration. Team Genius Squad Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics toys are perfect for all learning styles as they demonstrate STEM's simplicity yet significant impact. The Alternative Energy series quickly shows how easy it is to make electricity from sustainable resources such as fruits, wind, or the sun. I am so grateful to be able to witness my granddaughter positively impact the world and possibly change the trajectory of children from all walks of life, said her 75-year-old grandmother, Mary Lee Boy. Her grandmother helped encourage Ava to start her STEM entrepreneurial journey when she was 7 years old and continues to travel with her to community events as her senior advisor. We are so proud of Ava for using her learning journey to encourage others, said her parents, Terrence and Tita Simmons. Throughout the year, Ava travels with her squad, presenting and conducting experiments tournaments at schools and community events across the country. To effectively deliver this purposeful play curriculum, Team Genius Squad partners with community organizations such as PBS, Kids Channel, Rotel, North Carolina, the Boys and Girls Club of Durham in Orange Counties, the Museum of Life and Science in Durham, North Carolina, and Marbles Museum in Raleigh, North Carolina. To view Team Genius Squad in action in the community or to learn more about Team Genius Squad and its mission, visit their website at teamgeniussquad.com. The next article is titled The Right Track. Iconic sprinter Shelly Ann Fraser Price, who will retire after the 2024 Paris Olympics, reflects on the people who supported her historic career and the legacy she aims to leave behind. Jamaica isn't shy about its primacy in track and field. Reflecting the colors of the national flag, there's a green, gold, and black track painted on the floor of the capital city's international airport terminal. And just before you approach the track, you see a painting of history-making sprinter Shelly Ann Fraser Price hanging on the terminal's walls. In the portrait, she's depicted wearing one of her many vibrant hairstyles, in this case, blue-green box braids. In real life, crowned by a more subdued hairstyle of pin-straight black hair that flows past her waist, the petite sprinter reciprocates the appreciation of her home country. Fraser Price has just finished a long day of shooting for this story. Yet, despite the hours she's spent whisking in and out of the outfits, she can still enthusiastically detail what she loves about the island that raised her. "We have so much pride in our country," she says. "It's a community. I'm not talking about one area. The ability as a country to come together to support our own is unmatched. The sun has already set by the time we sit down to speak, but the sprinter's energy lights up the room." A photography studio in Kingston. "Everything that we have here is authentic," she continues. "If Jamaicans love you, they love you. If they don't like something, they don't like something. It doesn't matter how small we are. From small things come big actions. Being from this small island, we don't have all the resources that we think we need, but we make it work. We have a way of using what we have and maximizing that." Her sentiment is basically a black proverb across the globe, and Fraser Price embodies it fully. Despite being an underdog in the 2008 Beijing Olympics, Fraser Price surprised the world when she bested favorites in the 100-meter race, surpassing their finish times and becoming the first Black Caribbean woman to win Olympic gold. After that race, which has now become her signature event, Fraser Price learned a lesson that would carry her for the rest of her storied career. "Never underestimate yourself. I undervalued myself going into Beijing," she recalls. "I just wanted to make the finals. But when I crossed the line in the first place, from that moment, I've never undervalued myself. I am not just here for participation. I am here to win." That competitive spirit revealed itself when she was a child. "I grew up with all boys," she says. "It was always my brother and my cousins, always outside. When the boys were flying kites, she was flying kites. When they were going to the river, she was going to the river. You're rolling tires down the street? I want to be inside the tire, she recalls, laughing. Being fierce for competition is not necessarily about anyone else. It's just me. Beyond the familial inspiration, she says, her circumstances also shaped her path. Being from the inner city, that's how I survived, she explains. When I look back, I can see that my environment cultivated the person who I am. I am strong, determined, I am persistent. Promising American sprinters often perfect their craft on high-tech tracks, but many upstart Jamaican runners have trained on dirt. During the COVID lockdowns, Price returned to a dirt track, which took a toll on her body. Still, she went on to win a world championship in 2022, making her the first athlete, male or female, to win 5 titles in an individual running event. Frazier Price's dominance is almost supernatural. She has run at an elite level for over 15 years, almost half of them as a mother. Much is made of her age and her steadfast athleticism after giving birth, but her achievements cannot be overstated. The 37-year-old who delivered her son Zion in 2017 continues to surpass expectations. The same year she won the 2022 world title, she also won at the Monica Diamond League and became the first woman to run under 10.7 seconds 6 times in one season. Nearly 2 years later, she's still excited about the sport. There's not a day I am getting up to go practice and I'm like, I'm over this, Frazier Price says. Her decision to retire after the 2024 Paris Olympics isn't due to the restraints of age or the desire to stop racing. She's essentially forcing herself to retire to spend more time with her family. My son needs me, she says. My husband and I have been together since before I won in 2008. He has sacrificed for me. We are a partnership, a team, and it's because of that support that I am able to do the things that I have been doing for all these years, and I think I now owe it to them to do something else. For now, though, she's focused on training for Paris, which she says is about pushing boundaries and showing people that you stop when you decide. I want to finish on my own terms. Her training regimen for Paris includes pacing herself after dealing with an injury, which hampered her chances for 3 straight world titles at the 2023 World Championships in Budapest, where she was bested by her teammate Sharika Jackson and by U.S. track star Sha'Carri Richardson. But even an injured Frazier Price still placed among the best in the world. Her stellar track career may not have happened at all without people who saw her promise early on. I remember going to school, and a lot of times I didn't tell people where I lived because people tend to put you in a box based on where you're from, she recalls. But I found a community of people who believed in me. At about 14 years old, she went to the Penn Relays in Philadelphia with her school's track team and gained a mentor, a woman named Jeannie Koch, who presided over an association that helped fund young athletes' trips to sporting competitions. It was her generosity and the generosity of so many others that left a mark on me. Frazier Price says, I was blessed to have people who looked out for me and kept me on track. Before Cook's involvement, the young sprinter hadn't envisioned running as a lucrative career. Initially, she thought she would become a flight attendant, but Frazier Price nicknamed Pocket Rocket for her combination of speed and petite stature, took off in a different way. Her track prowess has since elevated her into the pantheon of Jamaican track and field stars who have kept the country at the top of the global ranks of sprinters. Though Jamaica's dirt tracks may have been tough on some of its athletes, they have produced powerhouses like Usain Bolt, Sherika Jackson, Veronica Campbell-Brown, Elaine Thompson-Herah, and Merlene Otey. In fact, more track superstars per capita than almost any other nation in the last two decades. And Fraser Price is intentional about watering that ground. Throughout her career, she's been steadily directing resources to Jamaican youth, pouring into other young athletes across the country. Through her Pocket Rocket Foundation, which she founded in 2012 to support student athletes, she has leveraged her relationships with Nike to invest in athletic spaces in the Kingston community where she was born and raised. "I didn't start the foundation because it looks good," she says. "I started it because I wanted to give student athletes the opportunity to believe that there is so much more for them. So it has been a passion of mine to see, so far, 73 student athletes pass through the foundation." Her organization also helps students financially so that they are not thinking about where the food is coming from, where tuition is coming from, so they can focus on being in school as well as on their sport. In addition, as a founding member of Nike's athlete think tank, she has implored the company to invest in the hometowns of athletes that have made its logo globally recognized. As a result of her efforts, Nike has brought internet connectivity to her community and supported her philanthropic activities, among other initiatives. "You can have an impact, and it's important to show people that you can't be selfish," she says. "It's not enough that we step on a track and we win medals. You have to think about the next generation that's coming after you and give them the opportunity to also dream and dream big." The next article is titled, "We Got Love. Five high-profile pairs share their sweet beginnings, how they overcome challenging moments, and the rewarding work behind the relationships fans have come to admire." "We are obsessed with Black love. We never get sick of seeing the date nights, engagements, weddings, and baby showers on our social media feeds. But those swoon-worthy images and 30-second videos are merely highlight reels. There's so much time, patience, communication, compromise, conflict resolution, and lovemaking that goes into creating a long-lasting relationship." Here, we profiled five married celebrity couples to uncover the stories behind their captivating connections. Tabitha and Chance Brown. Any couple who has spent two decades or 7,300 days waking up with each other will tell you that communication is one of the keys to staying happily married. Last year, your favorite internet auntie and uncle, Tabitha and Chance Brown, celebrated 20 years of marriage and 25 years of being together. The plan was to mark the milestone with a splashy vow renewal, but that was nixed in favor of a glamorous wedding shoot and a jaunt to Dubai. The Browns, who originally tied the knot in Bryant Park in Greensboro, North Carolina, were okay with simplifying the celebration when it seemed like they were doing it to please everybody else. We had a pretty amazing wedding, even when we were broke, states Chance 44 in his calm Southern cadence. We've been a team for so long, and I don't want anything getting in the way of that. We've done and had so much more pleasure with less. The couple, known for their vulnerability and transparency, admit that because they married young, they didn't know themselves and struggled with communication. It took me a long time to get there, says Tab, the 45-year-old actress and content creator who introduced the world to delicious vegan recipes and in the process became a household name thanks to her effervescent personality. Sometimes it means you're listening, even if you have something to say and you know you're right. But it ain't about being right. It's about being quiet in the moment. Chance's desire to communicate has changed too. 44-year-old Chance is like, we are going to talk. I'm not harboring this all day because it will mess up my whole day, he says. My Starbucks don't taste the same. I'm out hanging with my boys and it's taking up mental space. The pair's wisdom, humor, down-home charm, and couple-next-door vibe are the reasons folks binge-watch episodes of Fridays with Tab and Chance on YouTube, in which the loving parents of three deal with everything from trauma and how it can affect your sex life and arguing in public to disciplining children and appropriate bedroom attire. On that last topic, Tab happily reports that she loves a cute two-piece set, 'cause that's her business. And Chance no longer comes to bed looking like he's ready to go hard in the paint. He has traded in basketball shorts for silk pajamas. Chance and Tab say that encouraging each other's growth has been important to their marital success. They've both evolved significantly from their humble beginnings, and their relationship has been inspiring to many. Black love does exist, Tab says, sitting next to her husband. It can be healthy, compassionate, flawed. We are free to have it, embrace it, show it, and never apologize for it. That's the definition we should all lean into. Tristan and Christina Wilds. At 15 years young, Tristan, quote-unquote, Mac Wilds, and his future wife, Christina, met while filming the TV cult classic, The Wire. Tristan played Michael Lee, and Christina was an extra. At first, she wasn't checking for the mysterious New York native. I tried to hook Tristan up with one of my friends, but she didn't like him, she says, laughing. When the Washington, D.C. fly girl shared his good qualities, the friend suggested Christina was a better match for him. I was like, you know what? I think you're right, recalls the now 34-year-old mom of two. Meanwhile, Tristan, also 34, patiently waited to make a memorable move on set. One day, the principal actors received their coats for a lunch break while the extras huddled together to keep warm. Tristan ran over to offer Christina his jacket with a smooth one-liner. Here you go. That chivalrous act created an unbreakable bond between the couple, even though something always seemed to be pulling them apart. Work, relationships with other people, living in opposite locations on the map. When they finally found themselves single in the Big Apple at the same time, their on-again, off-again relationship slid into the permanent on position. After they were living together and had conceived their firstborn daughter, Tristan, Mac was ready to make things official. I got the okay from her parents, the swagger star recalls. I started talking to my jeweler. I know she likes Jackie Onassis and Audrey Hepburn, so I pulled up pictures of their engagement rings so my jeweler could put his spin on it. I was working on doing it the right way with a ring the whole time, but Christina didn't need the hoopla. She just wanted him. So in December 2020, during the pandemic, the couple went to the courthouse with their baby girl in tow and got married. It was just them, the officiant, and their parents on Zoom. While other brides said yes to the dress from famous designers, Christina opted for boho chic. I bought a dress from Amazon and it was beautiful, she recalls, giving their youngest daughter an affectionate squeeze. Maybe for the 5 or 10 year anniversary, we'll do a vow renewal with our family. Max's face lights up as he agrees. Now that's when we're going to do it big. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com and is titled Twitch Streamer Kai Cenat Announces Lucrative Partnership with Nike. This has been a long time waiting. Twitch streamer Kai Cenat is taking his brand to new heights after announcing his partnership with Nike. The 22-year-old YouTuber confirmed the news in a Twitch live stream on Thursday, February 8th. Cenat's venture with the mega sports retailer makes him the first streamer to partner with Nike. I would like to announce that we are officially a part of the Nike family. This has been a long time waiting. There has been nothing more than I ever wanted, he added. When I first got the call to be part of the Nike family, I literally couldn't believe it. He held up a pair of Nike sneakers he planned to wear to the gym. Another video clip shows the Harlem native calling his mom to share the big news. He starts by asking her what her favorite sports brand is, which happens to be Nike. The announcement comes ahead of NBA All-Star Weekend, where Cenat will be playing in the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game for Team Shannon on February 16th. With him officially joining the Nike family, Cenat might be sporting the Nike brand for the high-profile game. He recently teased that he has something big planned with Nike for one of his upcoming IRL in real-life streams. Despite the criticism he receives, Cenat's streaming career is nothing to scoff at. He's listed as the most watched Twitch streamer with over 7 million followers and a total of 115 million hours of watch time. Game Rant reports he was named Streamer of the Year at the 12th Streamy Awards and the 2023 Streamer Awards. We have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.